This is Jackie.
And this is Heather.
And welcome to
Millennial Mom Chatter, your go-to podcast for candid conversations and fresh perspectives.
We're just two millennial moms navigating life one hilarious audio message at a time. Join us for laughs, adventures, and real talk. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Millennial Mom Chatter. We're so happy to be back and chatting with you all. It seems like it takes forever for us to get back with you guys, but we're really talking to you every week and we love it. Like, this gives us something to like just be passionate about. And it's just so fun to come up with content and ideas to chat with you all and like put it on social media and everything. So it's kind of fun to be back another episode with you guys. So how have you been?
Heather? No, it is. We love to talk. Yeah.
It's pretty much our favorite hobby.
Yeah. It's been good. Okay. So I have a good news and a bad news. So we'll start with the bad. So I feel like my whole house is infected with hand, foot, and mouth. So Jax contracted it from an outbreak in his classroom. And then now, let's see, he contracted it Friday. And then now today, Wednesday, it's Callie's first day of symptoms. So I'm just like, I feel like it's just going to go through all of us. And it's going to be like, I'm hoping if we are all going to get it, like just hurry up already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, with any sickness, right? We're always just come on, like get it over with. Like, I don't want to be in this for 2 weeks. Like,
yeah. Like, I don't want to be doing this forever. So I'm just like, we either need to all stay healthy or whatever, but it's fine. I used to think that people that had hand, foot, and mouth were disgusting. And it wasn't anything about them, but I was just like, ew, like what a nasty virus. And then here I am. My family is infected.
No, and if it makes you feel any better, I used to think the exact same thing. And I was like, ew, what little like gross 3-year-old is contracting hand, foot, and mouth? What a gross little preschool virus. Like, no way. Like, nasty. Do you not take showers? Like, how does this happen? And I got it from my little pesky 3-year-old. So I had a very rude awakening, a very humbling experience with this very annoying little, very highly contagious virus. And it has nothing to do with hygiene or being a good parent or not. Like, it just comes out of nowhere.
No, it's literally a virus.
Yeah, and it's so contagious. Honestly, like, there's nothing you can do. Like, when it comes to, like, the kids contracting it. So now it makes sense why you see it, like, in elementary and below. Like, so easy to get.
And he sits in the back of the classroom in the middle, like far from her. So it's like, I don't know. So far, there's 3 kids that got it. They're all across the classroom. It's not just like one area, and they're not friends that hang out either. So I feel like more are going to domino effect, but we'll see. Whatever. But my good news is, though, which you already know this, but our podcast doesn't. Long story short, we created a different TikTok because we wanted to be able to like take advantage of like maybe monetizing, making money on TikTok through like TikTok Shop and whatever. But we felt like it was very – what's the word? We've talked about this. What's the word?
It like, felt cringe or almost inauthentic for us to be on our podcast social media like –
with our friends.
Yeah, like with people that like – because we really wanted our podcast community to be a community, a friend circle, a way for people to like bring up topic of conversation and us to kind of like, oh, that's a really great perspective. We'd love to bring it to the podcast. Let's talk about it. Let's break it down. Like, let's figure this out. And then we almost felt like when we wanted to talk about products that we loved, it was like, oh, this feels a very like – I don't know, just not – it didn't give us warm and fuzzies. We didn't feel comfortable being like that on that platform. So it was
nice. Yeah, like the worlds – we didn't feel like the worlds meshed. So we were like – I mean, we're going to be completely honest. We were like, you know what? Like, let's create a different account where no one knows us and like go and hustle in there. Sure. But we want to separate it, like completely separate it. So anyways, we ended up recycling some content we already had for Millennial Mom Chatter. And we ended up just reversing it and putting it on Mom Do It just so we could build up some following so that we could be approved for TikTok Shop and monetizing and all that kind of stuff. So here we are refurbishing our stuff, right? And one of the videos that I put on that only got 200 views on Millennial Mom Chatter, we just threw it on Mom Do It just as like a, You know, yeah, just because keep the,
for like, those of you that don't know, TikTok is very specific and they have very strict guidelines. If you're not on there posting, if you're not engaging, like keep yourself buried.
You're not going to get approved.
Yeah, you're not going to get approved for anything. TikTok's not going to push your content because you're not going to be visible at that point. You're no longer anything that they need to support. So if you just lay and do nothing on TikTok, like you're never going to be seen. So we decided we need to start pumping out some content on here, whether it be like our favoritist, whether it be reused, like we really needed to just like be active and engage with a group on there so that TikTok would then like be pleased with us and our algorithm would work out. So
yeah. So we didn't want to have to like put too much effort in it. We were just like, let's just throw some of the content we already have at that profile. One of the tricks is flipping the video. And so TikTok doesn't like see it as, because like obviously we are reusing the content, but it's from us. We're not like using somebody else's content.
But TikTok
content.
Doesn't know that. So anyways, we could be stealing it from anybody.
Right. So they can flag it and end up deleting the video anyways. But it is us, so it's fine. We have good conscience of flipping the videos. And the video on Millennial Mom Chatter, a little pimple sticker video, got 200 views. And on Mom Duo, guys, we are like almost 7 million views. Pew, 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 pew. Holy mackerel. Yeah. 7 million views. And we are just like, what?
Yeah. So when they tell you like TikTok or even Instagram, honestly, like if something is just falling flat, like it might not be you. It really could just be the way that the internet and social media and algorithms, all of it, like everything has to be like a perfect little circle. So the fact that we created a blank, brand new, just nothing on their profile, toss some reused content on there, and they're all blowing up. Like they're all doing so much better than on the actual original TikTok channel that we created, where we put so much work and love and time into this stuff, and it would just fall flat at 200 views. And we're just like, what is this? Like,
yeah.
So
in 2 days, guys, we have surpassed Millennial Mom Chatter that we've had for months, and with like real followers. Yeah. I think the likes is at like 175,000 and there's like 1,400 comments. And at first we were like liking all of them and then like commenting and we're just like, what are we doing? Like after a while, because we didn't think it was going to like – so my guess once – what was it? 4 hours and we were at like 500,000.
Yeah, because we really thought like at some point this might fall flat. Like it's just the way that TikTok usually works. So we really didn't expect it to continue to grow very healthily over a span of a few days. So it really like blew our minds and our expectations. So we were constantly engaged. We were doing all the things that make TikTok happy. We were commenting, liking, engaging, all of it with all of our viewers, all of our friends. And then we realized like, wait, like it's alive. It's like blood is pumping all on its own right now. Like we don't need to be reviving this post anymore. It's good to go.
Yeah.
Like,
and who's got time to comment to 1,400 people?
We like, tried though. No. We really did try to like, you know, engage with all of our fans and friends. Like,
so that has been fantastic. And it's ironic that Millennial Mom Chatter, like really – we've built a community and we've built some good people following us. And like we do get engagement. But we got approved for TikTok Shop so fast on Millennial Mom Chatter. And we're over here on Mom Duo at almost 7 million and like so many followers and in like real followers, obviously.
Engaging not like followers too.
Engaging followers, yeah, because they're commenting and all that stuff. And we're over here still not approved.
But that's fine because we imagine that like I think what did we realize? Like it's 5,000 followers on TikTok and then like the engagement is obviously being boosted right now. Like we're constantly growing every single day. Yeah, so we'll get there.
We have more followers than Millennial Mom Chatter.
I know, but I feel like it's going to happen. Like we're definitely like in the right category. We're making steps in the right direction. So we'll get there. So stay tuned. All the good things are coming. And it's just crazy because like if you are on social media and you're kind of like, dang, like what's just going on? Like this is so hard. This is live proof that it really has nothing to do with you specifically. Like you're not doing anything wrong. It's just TikTok is a very finicky little system.
It's honestly by chance, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, your content could suck, right?
Yeah.
But it also, good content could do really well or it could fall flat.
Yeah. Like, and we have, really, if you go either to either way. Of our TikTok profiles, the Millennial Mom Chatter or the Mom Duo, you will see on there, like, the same exact video did well on one page and terrible on another. So it's like, I don't know. We have no words.
Yeah. So anyways, that's nice. I was just blown away. I asked Jackie, I told her, I'm like, okay, let's throw out like midday, the day we posted the video. Cause within, I want to say within 30 minutes,
yeah.
It was almost at like 100,000 views. And I was like, what? By the way, my computer just says that it's dying, but like why? It's plugged in.
So this is life behind the scenes of what it's like to podcast. So you got a lot of
factors. We got on today. We got on today and our audio wasn't working. So yeah, it's cool. Yeah. But anyways, I had guessed that the video would die at 1.2 million. And then here we are at almost 7 million views. And by the way, I don't follow this account, but I have heard of it. And Jackie follows the account. Betches reached out to us and was like, can we post your video? And I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're super cool. If you don't follow them, they're similar to like the Chive, but it's basically for the girls. And it's just a super cute little social media, like, you know, profile that they share all the cool memes and, you know, funny videos and stuff like that. So that was like really awesome that they had slid into our DMs to ask if they could reshare the video, because heck yeah, like super cute, super fun. It matches their vibe. So it'll do great.
Yeah. So Jackie told me, I don't follow the account, so I really don't know, like, if my friends follow the account or whatever. And by the way, that's another topic. I deleted my Instagram and Facebook from my phone. So I don't have access to that. So I can't even look who follows. But Jackie's like, hey, just to let you know, some people that we're friends with follow. So they're gonna see your face. For those of you, just a reminder, our friends and family do not know we do the podcast.
Surprise.
Surprise. So she was like, are you okay? Like, this is like really opening the door that they could see your face and be like linked to the podcast. And I'm like, you know what? Just rip the band-aid.
Especially like once Betches had reached out, because they are such – they have millions of followers on social media, like TikTok and Instagram.
We can't deny that.
Yeah. So the, there was a chance, like there's a good probability that Heather's face will be on people that we know on their phones. Like, so it's just like,
not probably, there is.
Yeah. Be prepared for people to text you and be like, did you blow up on TikTok?
Well, so what was funny is with this whole thing, and it's so funny, out of all the people that have liked and commented on the video and followed us, right? Thousands and hundreds of thousands, millions, shoot.
Yeah. It is literally millions. Like, that's not an exaggeration. Okay. Literally.
So I grew up with somebody here that currently lives in Kansas City. And somehow when I opened my phone, she was at the top and I saw Danny and I saw the picture in there and I know her and she followed me. And so even that far is like, it reached, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it got there, and that's without Betches.
Yeah.
So now that Betches is like fun. Here, it's, that's it. That's it. Somebody's going to like find me and I'm just going to be like,
it's out of the bag now. It's like for real now. And that's okay, because we want to share this with the world. So like, it is a great thing. This is a great opportunity to rip the Band-Aid off. And this is honestly a good way for the Band-Aid to be ripped off, because this is positive. This is growth.
That's what Jackie says, because it's not her face.
No, because I, like, if it was anybody else, I'd be like, oh, I don't know. I'm not familiar with that platform or that profile. But like, I know that this is going in a good direction. Like, this is the girl squad that we've been looking to connect with. So I feel like this is great for us. Like, it's going to be.
Yeah, we cannot deny a group of literally women.
Yeah.
We can't. Like, it would be dumb for us to turn it down. We just can't do it.
Yeah.
So it's fine. We're going to rip the Band-Aid. My face is going
to
be.
Yeah. So be prepared, guys. You're about to see a whole bunch more of us.
Yeah. And it's just funny, because on TikTok, on our Millennial Mom, it got like 200 views. But on Instagram, it got 90,000 views. So it's like, it did do well on Instagram. But whatever. We'll see how it goes.
It's fine. We're here to ride the wave. Like,
yeah. I'm just going to. I loved that TikTok I saw recently where it's like, you saw me on TikTok? Oh, it just must have been someone that looked like me. That's going to be me.
At Thanksgiving dinner, you're gonna be like, no, that's not me.
I'm going to get the text. Like, just, they're probably just going to send the video. Yeah. And I'm going
to
be like.
Yeah, they're just going to text it to you for sure. And you're just like, what?
This is supposed to be an account that we were like, we don't know anybody. Yeah. Just post it.
Yeah, we honestly wanted this just to be kind of like, if there was a product we wanted to share, if there was anything that we felt we didn't want to share on the podcast platform, this would be our safe place to share it with the world. And then now it's the one that's going to be more publicly seen. And we're like, oops, like we got to take care of this TikTok profile now too. We have two babies that we have to nurture now. Like,
yeah. No pressure, no pressure. Which Millennial Mom Chatter is like, it is our baby, but then at the same time, if TikTok Shop makes us money, then that's going to be our baby.
Yeah, no, for sure. But I will say, I don't know if we've been shadow banned, but that TikTok, for some reason, like, we're definitely in the 200 view jail. I don't know if you guys have ever been there, but it's not fun. Like, it's not fun to invest all this time and energy into making content and then to be stuck in 200 jail. So yeah. I don't know. I'm hoping we're going to be able to like ride the wave and get out of it soon. We're trying to like nurture our algorithm right now. So hopefully you'll see more stuff being pushed out if you're following us on Millennial Mom Chatter.
Yeah, we're trying to have like a mini little miniature break to like hold off on, I don't know, because we're
letting her breathe. Apparently that's what you're supposed to do. I don't know.
Yeah. And I'm a little bit of a conspiracy theorist. Like, that's just who I am. But you know how, like, they've always talked about how social medias don't like America, USA strong things. And one of them we put very military forward, American flag. And ever since then, it's been like,
yeah, and it came along with the new guidelines that TikTok had released where they wanted people to stop doing the political stuff, like, because obviously that's like what's going on in the news right now. So I get it. So they're like trying to pull back on that. So I think some sort of new update had been put on that's like flagging flags, flagging anything like red, white, and blue, America, like, because they just think that it might have something to do with like the political debate.
But it's annoying because all the political ones are thriving.
I know, because they're popular. So it just sucks that we like got kind of tossed into that based off the algorithm of like what
all
we were
because
using.
Of a deployment.
I know. Just trying to protect America.
Serving
Gosh.
The country.
Punish us, why don't you? God.
So anyways, we think that's what it is. We don't know for sure because some people say that when you're doing really well, they do drop you down to the 200. I think it's a way to like see if you persevere through it. So we've heard different things, but it just so happens to be after we posted the American flag, that's what happened to us. So here we are. Know that if you do, are you listening and you follow us on TikTok, that a mom duo like we also will only share what we absolutely love and use ourselves. Mm-hmm. We will not be selling ourselves to the devil. Like,
don't catch us on there trying to sell some trash, guys. Like, that's just not Heather and I at
no.
all. Like,
no. So we will still hold like our true selves, you know? But anyways, that was a very long thing. But I had to say, we're almost at 7 million. I had to share the news.
No, of course, because we got our whole cheerleading squad out here in America. They want to know what we're up to. So it's fair.
I know. Well, 18 minutes in. How are you?
I am good. It's just been one of those things because I'm like just doing so much that I feel like I am not letting myself sleep. I'm staying up so late. So I can squeeze all the things into the day and then I'm paying the consequences the next day. Just like feeling tired and sluggish and relying on my coffee and Celsius. And I'm just like, ugh, like why do I do this to myself? I mean, I could go to bed at 8 p.m., but am I? No.
Yeah.
No, not at all. No. Like there's so much to do.
Because, well, and it's not even that there's so much to do. It's like, okay, we do a bunch in the day. Yeah. But like, I want to watch TV.
I know. I want my time to myself. Like, do you do that too? Yeah. Like, as a mom, do you feel like once the kids go off to bed, you're like, I want some settled down time to myself? Yeah.
Yes. I could go to sleep and I don't because I'm like, this is the only time I have time to like go and just melt my brain watching TV.
Yes.
And so then I am like, I look at the clock and I'm like, I'm going to suffer tomorrow.
Yes. But it's worth it though. I love me some trash TV, like all the things. Like, for sure. Do you think a lot of moms do that?
Yes.
Where we sacrifice our sleep just to have a little bit of quality, like alone grown-up time.
Yeah. And I think people that work long schedules probably do the same thing, whether they have kids or not. I think it's this battle of we want to just be able to do what we want. I mean, even I've done it, not even just with TV. I've done it with books where like I'm diving into a book and I look over and it's like 1:30 in the morning. I'm like, I have to wake up at 6. And then you're still just like, but it's so good. Like, I'm just going to read it and like enjoy this. But then you know the rest of the day, like if I lack sleep, it's rough for me.
Yeah.
Like no one notices from the outside, but internally I'm like, help.
Consequences for my actions. Does your husband do it as well? Or would he prefer just to go to sleep as soon as he feels tired? Or do you think he would?
No, girl, you know that answer. That man will, like, he wakes up at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And will go to sleep every night at, like, midnight.
Because he enjoys to be able to have his, like, quality time with you or just to, like, unwind and relax before
I don't know. He just doesn't sleep a lot. Mm. I mean, he doesn't sleep a lot at night, but he'll fall asleep all the time on the couch. Yeah. But, like, it's, like, short little – like, he can do little cat naps for 5 minutes and be, like, refreshed. I cannot do that. Yeah. Like, if I'm taking a nap, I'm going down.
Yeah, you won't, like, see me. And then I'm going to wake up like, what? Like, 2 hours later. Like.
Yeah, and you feel worse.
Yes, I'm like, why did I do that? I should have just been productive and tired. Like,
yeah. So he does that. Okay. But he is also a cat napper where he'll just, like, sit in a chair at work and, like, just fall asleep for 2 minutes. Okay. And then he's, like, refreshed. And I'm like, so he definitely doesn't get enough sleep, though.
I feel like I'm thinking of, like, my friends and my husband. And I think generally the most of us are definitely sacrificing sleep to just have some, like, adult time. And then going to be tired the next morning and relying on some coffee.
Yeah, because it's like, I feel like if we actually went to bed at a decent time, we are, like, we are people who do it at night for the most part. We do in the day sometimes too, but at night we do it.
Yeah.
And so it'd be like we get upstairs after closing up downstairs and then we do it and then go to sleep. And it's like, no, like, you have to add TV into the mix.
Like, yeah, because it's honestly, like, it's mental decompression, like, right? Like, we're relaxing, like, we're unwinding. It's doing nothing, too. It's very mindless. So I feel like you could almost just need that, like, even if it's just one episode of a TV show, like, boom, okay, I can go to bed now. Like,
yeah, I think it just, like, and it winds you down, too, also, just.
No, for sure.
Have that moment, too. Yeah. You know, it's like, close up shop. Have it, then go to sleep. Like, who does that?
Like, no, because also you're, like, kind of awake again a little bit. Like, we're, like, feeling good.
Yeah, I think that is – I think that's a girl thing.
Oh, yeah, because the guy's definitely, like, ready for bed.
Because Alvaro's, like
– Yeah, no, that is 100% fact. Like, I like he to says, have
oh,
my
– now,
like,
I can sleep like a baby. Yes, and
they
I'm
just
like,
roll over and they're good to go. I don't know. I think for us, now my body's our minds. Because, like, remember, our biggest sex organ is our mind. So we 100% are like, ooh, we're wired. We're good to go. You just rev the engine. Like, we're ready. Like, so that's why I think I also could, like, rely on some, like, TV or, like, scrolling on some, like, good reels or something. And then I'm like, okay, now I can go to sleep.
Yeah. Same. I turn on the TV for a little bit and then go. I don't know. I am the firm believer that guys have a bigger release than women do.
Ooh,
I'm just a firm believer on it.
I would love if we could get a sex doctor or a sex somebody on here to could, like, break this down, because this is such a good thing where it's untalked about or not commonly spoken about. And I think there is a misconception between men and women. Like, we want to, like, I think they would tell us, no, yours is better. And we would
say, have more nerves. Yeah,
like, then we would say, no, yours is better. So I honestly think we need someone, like, with that legit expertise to be like, nope. Here it is. Here's the definitive answer. You lose. You win.
I don't know. Alvaro thinks that men have it better.
Yeah? Okay. I don't know if we've ever
What man couldn't, right? Yeah. You will finish every time.
Yes. I'm very envious as a man. Of men.
No matter what.
Yeah, because you're going to finish. It's very – oh, see, I don't want to say mean stuff. I don't want to say simple. Like, but it's –
No, but –
it's more obtainable, I guess. I don't know how to put it.
Yeah.
Like, what are we allowed to say on
even
here?
If, like, and even if you base it on that, right? Just that you are pleased every single time, right there, the man wins.
Yes.
That's not including anything else. Yes. That's not including anything else.
The man wins.
Because even if you want the argument that, oh, when you do, it's better. Okay, but it's not every time.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Like, so I would take the every time over a little bit better.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine? Like, 5 times a day, every single time, 100%, like, the max one, too.
Yeah.
Like, the best one.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah. I know. I'm telling you.
What
I'm a
world.
Firm believer. I don't – I'm not hating. It's fine. Yeah. It happens. This is how we're designed. But – it would just be a dream.
Yeah, that's – I've never thought about that because I guess I'm just so used to what it is. Like, I love what we have. It feels good. But then it's like, could I have it more? Like 5 times a day and 100% all the time. Like, what a world. Like, just to have that happen consistently.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Wow. Would women be like a whole, like, would women be like a whole different species if we were just riding on the wave of that pleasure all day?
I mean, to me, there's a reason why men have an obsession with it. I don't think it's just.
Oh, that's kind of an interesting. Because they're men. That's very insightful. Like, that they're so much more. Yeah, they're much more obsessed with it than we are. Like, I know they.
Because they get it every time.
Yeah. Yeah. They win every time. So, of course, they're going to want it. All day, every day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love how men are like, well, we can do this. Like, we can make sure that you – oh, and it's like – but it's not in the sense that, like, sometimes our bodies just won't do that.
Of course.
Also, sometimes we don't have the time to do that. And sometimes it's just a quickie. And sometimes it's like – it's just not realistic.
Of course. And I think men and women know that. Like, I think we're like, okay, like if you're in a steady relationship and you've got like communication with your partner, this person should know that, like, hey, the quickie in the shower is, it may or may not happen. And that has nothing to do with you. That's just the way that it is. But we can continue and we can proceed. And maybe another time. Like,
yeah. Yeah. I just, you know, I could argue with somebody that is wants to be like, women have it better. Okay. Yeah. Okay. What about when you're like ovulating or something's happening and you're like tender and you're like, men don't experience any of this stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, man, so it's fine. It is what it is. You know, I don't complain because I'm very happy and I'm content and I'm whatever, but don't come at me.
I know. Don't come at it. We're in very happy, committed marriages. So we are getting our fix. It's just one of those things that, like, I think I've never really sat down and realized it, I guess, that it's like they could multiple times a day and it would be amazing. And for us, we don't have that. So it's just now I'm like, wow, I'm today years old.
Like, sorry for giving you the reality, Jackie.
I'm middle-aged and I didn't even realize.
You're like, I'd just rather not know.
But it's just one of those things because it's like all of us girls, it's the same. I feel like we could come in here with a group of 20 women and we'd all just be like, what? I didn't even think about that. Like, missed opportunities.
That's me. Yeah. You know me, I'm constantly thinking, I am like, this is why we have a podcast. I'm always like dissecting things and I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know if I would say I'm a deep thinker, but I think a lot.
No, but it's good though, because it has brought some pretty cool topics to the table for us to discuss on the podcast. And I think these are things that people don't think about or it's relatable or, you know, I think people can kind of be like, oh yeah, that's a good perspective. I've never thought about that. Mind blown. Day mind ruined. Blown. Like,
I know. Life ruined.
Sorry, guys.
Disappointment. Never thought of... They're like, it's better if you just not know. It's fine, though, because you also just need to speak for yourself if you are not happy in your current state.
Yes.
I think not enough women speak up for themselves of like what they like and don't like and whatever it is. So just speak up for yourself.
Yeah, definitely have a chat. Yeah, for sure.
We are already like have the short end of the stick. So you might as well just
we're already
get everything you
can. With our female anatomy, we're already at a disadvantage. So you may as well express to your partner ways to navigate and take care of you because you'll be a much happier person. Yeah. It'll be great. Yeah. I promise. Heather and I promise. Like, not with your hubbies.
We promise. It's going to be fine. Yeah. Well, moving on from that, did you see the penguin?
Pesto! The cutest penguin.
I don't know much about it. I just saw it and I knew you would know.
Yeah.
I knew you.
I just saw this yesterday, actually. Pesto is a little, I think he was born in January, a baby penguin in Melbourne, Australia at the Sea Life Aquarium. And he's gigantic.
That's also called Melbourne. Melbourne.
For the Americans.
Melbourne.
But he's adorable. So if you have a chance, hop on Google and look up a picture of Pesto because he's double the size. He's 3 feet tall, which is very above average for a baby.
He's taller than his parents.
Yeah, he's taller than his parents. And he eats, what was it, like 50 fish a day, which is double what an adult penguin eats. And he's just making
him big.
Well, he like already was big. So he has like an appetite. Yeah. They have to like continue or he'll just, I don't know.
Do they think he has like a genetic like
because they're not treating it like he has a genetic disorder.
But he's supposed to be a baby and he's like bigger than the adult penguins at a baby state. Like he still has his baby fur.
Yeah, he's so cute and fluffy. He's getting so much attention. People are booking international flights so they can go meet Pesto and go hang out with
him. But do you think they're feeding him this much and going along with it because he's a craze right now?
I think he was already born big. So I think that
But they're making money off of the
not feeding him. They're not gonna like put him on a diet. He's not going on no slim fast shakes or anything. Like
he's cute. But so I heard from you about the penguin, how cute he was. But he's okay.
I don't know. I think it's something about his fluffy fur. And then he waddles behind his mom because that's just what penguins do. And he's
dying over her.
So you almost don't even – you're like, which one's the baby? And you think it's the mom because she's like smaller obviously. And then he's coming behind her like towering over the whole flock. And I'm just like, it's pretty darn cute. I mean, would I book an international ticket to go see?
No.
But like do I enjoy seeing his videos all over the news and social media? Yes.
Do they have like a webcam? Remember like when the giraffe was delivering, like about to give birth, and it was like the craze and everyone was watching the live webcam? Do they have like a live webcam stream?
No, but they've their social media, they've been pumping out their own content of him. So I don't, they might have a live stream. I don't know. I've only seen like the stuff they've been pumping out. And then, of course, now the news is like jumping on it too. So I'm just like, well, they're definitely monetizing an opportunity to like,
spread the
word about their aquarium.
They're going to make him so fat. Like, be like, yes, come see him.
He's going to go have to see that one doctor in Houston. What's his name?
Oh,
our favorite TV show.
Oh, my gosh. That's our favorite TV show. Dr. Now. Now Zardin.
Yeah. His first ever gastric on a penguin. But he's so cute. I don't think anyone would want him to have the surgery. They would want him to stay that way.
Do you think that his mom and dad are like, what in the world are you when you like do you think they're looking like are they conscious enough to know like you are different?
I would imagine so. It's very instinctual for animals, right? So I think they would like look down on that little egg and be like, wait a second.
You think so? But that's where I think animals are very instinctual, right? And the thought of like, oh, you're bigger than normal and you don't look like a normal baby, that's like past instinctual.
Oh, interesting. Right? Yeah. Where they almost have to use like information from the past to like,
well, they would just have to like think, right? Mm-hmm. They would have to like be thinkers to realize that.
But it's so interesting though, because they're not in the wild. So I feel like we're not really getting a fair image of what that would look like. Like would she?
Yeah, this is a growth hormone baby.
Yeah, he's not. So we would never see him be rejected by her because they live in the same glass room.
Yes.
So like it sucks because we're not going to get to see like, you know, could he potentially be rejected by his mother because she wouldn't recognize like, you're not my baby, you're weird, you're gigantic, like and then would they,
are you a seal? Yeah,
and she's not providing him with food, remember, like it's he's being fed by the aquarium staff, so there really is no opportunity for us to see real nature take its course here where it's like, you're not my baby. Like, go away.
Jackie, are you saying that she would have abandoned her child?
I don't know. I should have done more research on penguins before we came here.
You're like, if they were in the wild, she would have abandoned her baby.
I don't know. I don't know anything about like what that would be like. It's just a very good thought though. I mean, it sounds like something that could theoretically happen. So I don't know. Now we got to go study up on some penguins.
I think animals are so instinctual in the sense that they're just like, it just is. There's no thought behind it. So even if it was like some kind of instinct of like, you look different, it wouldn't go past that.
Yeah. So he might
like,
be.
There would not be like.
He would be love.
He looks like almost like a walrus.
Yeah.
Like in the baby stage.
Yeah. It just has like a penguin face and that's it.
But he's almost even covered by his fur.
Yeah. And the way he
walks, it's just his little beak,
very walrus-esque. If you could put a walrus up on like their little hind fin things, like,
oh my god,
very cute though. Great. So, go check out Pesto on Google if you've not. He's adorable, and go buy your plane ticket to Melbourne, Australia, so you can go see them for yourself and then send us a picture.
Yeah. And go look at our 7 million view TikTok.
Oh, yes. Like, share, comment, and subscribe. Like, all the things.
Yeah, and don't hate us for our mom duo.
Yeah.
It's, no, and we're trying to be nice and separate.
No, and the other thing, too, is Heather and I are, like, big on, like, we don't want to gatekeep. We want this to be, like, a fun, girly pop friendship where you feel like you can get something from us. So we don't want to ever gatekeep if there's, like, a cool product or cool trend or anything. Like, we want to – that's what the point of the podcast was to be able to share with our community and, like, have this kind of space and time to just be with all of you.
Yeah.
So, like, if we find something cool, like, we want to share it. And so this TikTok is going to be our spot to, like, really just open it all up for all the cool things. So we hope you guys like it.
And again, only things that we truly like. And it will be separate. So we don't want it to – there to be a blending of things. So we separated it. And, you know, like we said before, it's already doing better. TikTok's like, this one's going to make us money.
Yes. Yeah. And that's all they care about, right? Like, I mean, at the end of the day, like, does TikTok care about us? No. Who's bringing in the most money? So that's fine. We'll get it all sorted. It's okay. We're normal people. It'll be fine. Like –
that would be good. But anyways, I, like she said, like, comment, share, subscribe to us, follow us. We're on all platforms. And we switched it up this week and we are actually doing a TikTok live watching the podcast. We're kind of like tried to switch it up a little bit. So hi for those that are in there. But thank you for listening to another week. And we have a really exciting one in next Wednesday. Yeah. Are we allowed to say?
Let's let them be surprised.
Yeah. Okay. We have a guest coming next week, and it may be somebody actually that you guys recognize, and because I know I see her all over my social media, and we're going to have a good chat with
her. Yeah. No, so I'm excited. Really great. So definitely stay tuned for that because it's going to be one that you don't want to miss.
Yeah. Well, thank you for listening, and we will chat next week.
Bye.
Bye.